King County is jailing fewer kids than ever by using alternatives to detention. The county executive said a year and a half ago that the goal is to not put any kids in detention. But there's still no plan for how to get to zero. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
There are lots of suggestions for how the county can cut the use of confinement. They're in a comprehensive report delivered to County Executive Dow Constantine last summer. A year later, Deputy County Executive Rhonda Berry says she plans to have a roadmap for change soon.
Along with that will be a set of recommendations. What can we do to make big changes or make changes, meaningful changes, in the 6 month to 2 year time frame?
That's not fast enough for some critics who say the county has been moving too slowly.
There's a lot of work and attention being paid to the issue, but I don't think anybody here in King County has the answers or a clear path forward.
King County Councilmember Rod Dembowski says the county needs to be bolder. One of the biggest missed opportunities, he says, is the current construction of the new Children and Family Justice Center, the youth jail. He says the design is outdated and the county knows it. It was in last year's report.
If you drive by and look at it, it's an old-fashioned jail built out of cinder blocks with steel doors and very little light. And we know that basically what we're building is a failure factory.
Dembowski has called for a pause in construction. But what else is the county doing to get to zero youth detention? One idea that seems to get a lot of attention but not much funding is the impact that community mentors can have on youth who are considered at risk. University of Washington justice expert Eric Troopin wrote that 2017 report. He says the county often seems unwilling to fund many of the community groups needed to do the work.
The vast majority of the resources go to traditional organizations.
But the county did fund a grant for a Seattle nonprofit called Community Passageways. Mentors with the organization have recently started working with Troopin and his team to put more rigor into their approach. Troopin thinks the county won't be able to ignore the results.
What we're going to do is we're going to push them into saying these are the folks that are actually bringing about outcomes and they need to be supported. And it'll challenge the county to reallocate resources in ways that they haven't really done.
All right, let's get to it. So in writing these questions,
in this training, mentors are learning to use a type of cognitive behavioral therapy that incorporates skills like mindfulness and acceptance.
Diego wants to meet up with his friends on the block because he hasn't seen them all week, but he knows that they'll have guns on them.
As each of the four mentors discuss how they would advise under each scenario, Dom Davis notes he's already using these ideas.
I've been doing this and didn't realize I was doing this for years. When I tell these guys, hey, look around and look at your friends and ask yourself, do you really want to follow them? He's been to jail three times. He's been to jail twice. Where are you going to end up?
For now, for some, it will be detention. On an average day, there are about 50 young people at the current youth jail on Alder Street. That's down about 25% since 2012, but still far from zero. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.